This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
A life for a life. Turn back to Leviticus again. We didn't get through with that scripture, Leviticus 17. Hallelujah. Leviticus Chapter 17, 11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar. They're going to meet with God at altars. Through the Old Testament, you're going to see the altars of Noah and the altars of Abraham. And I've given you that blood upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. The Hebrew word for atonement is, it means covering. It's just simple, simple, simple meaning, covering. He gave them the blood for a covering. He put a covering on Adam. A covering. I have given you the blood for a covering, to make a covering for your souls. For it is the blood that makes a covering for the soul. It covered Adam. It covered him, we'll find out, both from Satan and from the glory of God. Bless the Lord. But that blood, the life of the blood, the life of the flesh is in the blood. The valuable part of our life is in the blood, and the blood is given upon the altar. We see the altars that it was placed upon of Noah. It was placed upon Abraham. Oh, how I'd love to get into the altars of Abraham tonight. I don't have time because I'm afraid I'd get way off over into Israel and the White House lawn. So I'm going to withhold myself. I'm just going to tell you that when Abraham left God and obeyed him by faith, everything from God comes by faith. Everything. Every divine blessing. They're given, but they are appropriated by faith. And God chose to work through faith, and Abraham believed him, left his home in present-day Iraq, and walked over unto Israel to the present-day city of Nablus or Shechem, which is on what they presently call the West Bank. But Abraham built an altar there. He built an altar at Bethel, and he built an altar at Hebron. And I think we'll turn to the one at Hebron just for about 5 minutes. Genesis 15. The first place that this came alive to me was at Southwest Believers Convention, or it might have been Anaheim, I can't remember when Brother Copeland was preaching it, and I saw it. We don't have time to cover everything about the blood covenant, but you've got plenty of good books and tapes around here by Brother Kenneth Copeland. Here's the third place of Abraham's altar at Hebron, presently the PLO occupies it on what the world calls the West Bank. But here's what first happened there. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of Jehovah came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding and great reward. And the first thing he said to Abram was, you're going to have children. And Abram believed him. Verse 5. He brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven. Tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto them, So shall thy seed be. And Abram believed in Jehovah. And he counted it to him for righteousness. Hallelujah. We're given that in the New Testament as an example for our faith. But then he told Abram something that Abram, he believed that. He believed it. He's an old man, but he believed it. And it's counted to him for faith. But then God told him something he had a hard time believing. Verse 7. He said unto him, I am Jehovah that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees, present day Iraq, for a purpose, to give thee this land to inherit it. This one Abram's got a hard time with. There's all these people living around here, and Abram lives in a tent. Nice tent, but he used to live in a house back in Ur of the Chaldees. He said, Lord, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said to him, God said to him, take me an heifer 3 years old. What if you were believing God for something? I mean, you were believing him for something wondrous. And finally, you just couldn't take it anymore. You said, Lord, I'm believing you all right, but I just got to have a sign on this one. And God said, go get a big cow. You would say, get thee behind me, Satan. I rebuke you. That's because you are a Westerner. And the Bible is an Eastern book. I've learned so much about covenant and covenant people, and I don't have to make a covenant with you. I'm in covenant with you through Jesus. But in the East, I've sat at covenant tables on the floor, on Persian rugs, and dipped food and made covenant meals with people, Arabs, Druzine. And I've made a covenant with a lady that might win the Nobel Peace Prize this year. She'll meet Katznelson, and she'll call us on the phone when something's bad, wrong over there. She's nominated for it, but, you know, things are happening wrong over there. And she'll tell us, in the war, she told us, get over there now. We don't like this sitting down in holes. We don't like this the way that the world has humiliated us when we could go in and settle this thing in a minute. Now, y'all get over here. Gulf War time, they're sitting down there and the Scuds are coming. You know what she tells to us? We're in covenant. That's enough. You hop the next plane, you get there. I didn't go, but Betty went. And the war ended the next day. Pretty good covenant keepers, aren't we? And it was a Moed. That day started. That war started. We went in on January the 16th, and that war ended on definite Bible dates. That's back there in the Gulf War takes, I think. Hallelujah. Get me a big cow. Abraham probably did a backflip. God, the creator of the universe, going in covenant with me. And this is not a covenant that depends on the man. God said, get me the cow. This one I'm keeping, just me. Oh, glory. God, don't let me get off on this now. Here we go. Arrest me. Chapter 15, verse 9. He said unto him, take me an heifer 3 years old, and a she-goat 3 years old, and a ram 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these and divided them in the midst and laid each piece one against another, but the birds divided he not. Now when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. Hallelujah. Verse 17. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning torch, actually this is torch, pass between those pieces. The Jews named this covenant the covenant of the pieces. This happened in Hebron, where Abraham lived his whole life and where he's buried. And they know exactly this spot in Israel. This is not a guest spot. They know it. And we always go to this spot. I love this spot. We have to rent a bus with PVC windows to go there because they stone you. Maybe now they'll stop stoning us, but they have stoned us for several times. But we go there anyway. And you can just see, you know, they call it the covenant between the pieces. And the first time I saw this was when Brother Copeland preached it. And he got a three-year-old cow is big. And he divided that cow down the backbone. The Jews call this the covenant between the pieces. He put half the cow here, half the cow here. Half the she-goat here, half the she-goat here. Half the big ram here, half the big ram here. Kill the birds and put it on there. Then when night came, God in the form of a burning furnace and a torch, God, and when I first saw this, I got a front row seat. That's one reason why the Lord, He lets me get a front row seat. Isn't that good? Glory be to God. And I didn't know I was going to go to the place of the covenant between the pieces. That's the farthest thing from my mind. And Brother Copeland was marching. Every time I go there, I see Brother Copeland. He was marching between that blood. And he marched up and down. He made it come alive to me. God will give you things you're going to use down the line. You're in a certain service. And he made it real to me. You know, you could just drive by that spot and not see anything. But I drive by and I see Brother Copeland. And then I see God. And God marched up and down between that blood. Now you have the blood of a covenant, and you have the words of the covenant that blood seals. Hallelujah. And God marched up and down, and the torch burned, and the blood was there, and God spoke the words. What are the words? God, help me not to get off on this. Now, here's the words. Verse 18. In the same, I mean, we're not getting off, it all goes together. The whole book goes together. It does. You can't leave some parts out. Jerry Savell says you can't be a favorite word person. You have to be a word person. Verse 18, in the same day Jehovah made a covenant with Abram, saying unto thy seed, the only thing he talked about is the land he gave them. The words of this covenant are nothing more than what land you get. Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt, that's down in Egypt, unto the great river, the river Euphrates, that's up in Iraq, the Kenite, the Kenizzite, the Kadmonite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Rephaim, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Girgashite, and the Jebusite. Now this took place in Hebron. H-E-B-R-O-N. We'll have to go back a couple of books. Verse 18 of chapter 13, verse 18. Chapter 13, verse 18. Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron. And he built there an altar unto the Lord. And this that we have just seen happened at Mamre in Hebron. Now, God marched up and down in those pieces, and God said, you're going to get it, Abram. Abram said, I got a hard time believing that part about the land. Get me a big cow. Here's the blood. Here's God marching. You get this, you get this, you get this, you get this, you get this. The children of Israel go into captivity for 430 years. You know, they weren't in captivity in the first place.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, The Power in the Blood of Jesus. This is an in-depth study of the Bible on the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CD for $50, audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. Or you could write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.